Now, over the last number of weeks, we at Knox have been studying some Bible passages in which we read of discussions of Jesus' death. And I'm going to read one of those passages for us this evening. It's a passage that we hear some discussion about Jesus' death. In fact, tonight the speaker is Jesus himself. He's talking about his own death. And this week, is a week when Christians think particularly of the death of the Lord Jesus. So it's good for us to listen to what Jesus has to say as he discusses his death. I'm going to read for us from John's Gospel, chapter 10. I'm going to read verses 11 through 18. And listen, because this is the Word of God. Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge have I received from my Father." And that is the Lord Jesus. That is the Word of God. And it is our prayer that God will bless his Word and give us understanding of it. Jesus is talking about sheep. And for many of us here, we don't have a lot of exposure to sheep. Maybe there are more sheep in California than there are in Maryland. I'm from Ireland, and where I come from, sheep are fairly common. In fact, my brother, who is not really a shepherd, my brother has a small flock of sheep that he cares for as a kind of hobby. And I guess he must have a lot of spare time in his hands, because I've come to realize that sheep really take a lot of work. They need a lot of attention. They need really a lot of hands-on care. Let me give you an example of that. My brother keeps his sheep. There's a barn close to actually where our mother lives. And a couple of weeks ago, Mom happened to get up during the night. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning. And she chanced to look out the window. There was a light on in the barn. And later that day, she talked with my brother on the telephone, and she said, "What was going on?" And my brother said, "Well, I had to catch an early flight for business that morning. I needed to come and check on the sheep before I went to the airport." They really need a lot of care and attention. And I think that's something that's in Jesus' mind when Jesus talks about himself and his work and uses the illustration, this illustration of the sheep, because sheep need a lot of care. And one of the reasons I think that sheep need a lot of care is they're really apt to wander. Sheep will stray. They wander, and that is not good. That's hazardous to the sheep. It can have all kinds of bad consequences. In another part of the Bible, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 36, Matthew tells us that Jesus, on one occasion, looked out on the crowds. And Matthew tells us that when Jesus looked at the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Now, some of you were at the Air and Space Museum today, is that right? And I'm guessing you probably saw crowds. Were there crowds down there today? Nice day. Yeah, and some of the other places you've been. So crowds of people going around and milling around. And Jesus looked at crowds like that. And when Jesus saw crowds like that, he saw people in them that were harassed. They were kind of helpless, not really quite sure where they were going. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Now, you have shepherds this evening. Is that right? A bunch of you here tonight are chaperones. And if you are here tonight as a chaperone, you'll know exactly what Jesus is talking about when he was concerned for those people who were wandering like sheep without a shepherd. You've been kept on your toes over the last couple of days, and you've got a few more days ahead of you. Isn't that right? Watching over certain people. To see that they are where they ought to be, when they ought to be, and that they are safe and sound. When Jesus looked at those crowds and had compassion on them, really, in spiritual terms, that's us. That's where we're at. Spiritually, in the Old Testament, one of the prophets, Prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, Isaiah says, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray." We've all strayed. It's not just some people who've strayed. We have all strayed. We have turned everyone to his own way. Now, if I were to have written that verse, I might have written it differently. I might have said, well, we've strayed like sheep. We've all strayed like sheep. We have lost our way. You've had the experience of losing your way. Isn't that right? And that's what we might say. We find ourselves somewhere we didn't expect it to be, and we say, well, I lost my way. Isaiah doesn't say that we've strayed because we lost our way. We've strayed because we went our own way. There was a way that we should have gone. We didn't go that way. We went our own way, and as a result, we got in difficulties. Let me try and illustrate that for you. Mrs. Olson has a way. And it's a way that stretches all the way from California to the East Coast and up and down the East Coast. It takes in Arlington National Cemetery. It takes in the Air and Space Museum. She's got a great big fat folder that describes the way. And you who are part of the East Coast field trip, you need to be on that way. Okay, if you get out of the way, if you get off the way, not good. And I'm sure probably even before you left home, you were well instructed that you need to follow the directions, you need to be at such and such a place, at such and such, you need to pay all those things so you don't go your own way. Because if you go your own way, things are liable to go wrong. And in fact, the Bible says that in spiritual terms, when we stray spiritually, in Proverbs, the wise writer there says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way is death. It leads to a bad place. So there are some real dangers to straying. And of course, in Jesus talking about sheep and talking about sheep that are apt to wander, those sheep need to be cared for. And that care, as Jesus talks about it, as Jesus describes it, that care is a costly process. The person who cares for those sheep that are so apt to stray, that person, his heart really needs to be in it. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." The sheep need a shepherd. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." When he talks about himself as the good shepherd, he's making a contrast. You maybe noticed the contrast. Jesus, in our passage, spoke of other shepherds. Hired hands. They're hired to look after the sheep, but really their heart is not in it. So that when things get tough, when the robbers come, the sheep rustlers, I guess, when they come, or when the wolves come, what do those hired hands do? Well, they are right out of there. They don't stick around. They are gone. Shepherding is a dangerous job, as Jesus describes it. And the hired hand, the person whose heart isn't really in it, that person's going to be looking out for his own skin, is going to get right out of there, not going to care for the sheep. In fact, Jesus says in verse 13, that person cares nothing for the sheep. But, says Jesus, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." The hireling, he doesn't really care about the sheep. He flees. The good shepherd cares for the sheep. He stands by his sheep, even to the point of laying down his life. Now, I think right there, Jesus is kind of getting at just how helpless those sheep are. The good shepherd doesn't teach the sheep to fight, okay? He doesn't teach them to fight wolves. He doesn't even train them to run fast so they can stay ahead of the wolves. The good shepherd gets between the sheep and the threat, and even to the point of being ready to lay down his life. You see, Jesus puts it that way because Jesus wants us to realize and understand that the kind of the work of the good shepherd is not to help us do something. The good shepherd does something for us. And of course, the Bible teaches us that Jesus, as the good shepherd, lays down his life. He gives his life. He gave his life on the cross in order to pay the debt, to pay the penalty for our straying, for the sins that we have committed. So Jesus doesn't come to us and say, you need to do better, you need to shape up. Jesus comes to us in Scripture and says, believe in me, trust in me. I am the good shepherd. I'm the one who does what is necessary to make things right between sinful straying people and God. And really at that point, Jesus gets to the heart of what's going on. Because for us to be spiritually whole, for us to be reconciled to God, that takes real sacrifice. And that's an amazing thing. You were, some of you today, and what a beautiful day for it. You were at the tomb of the unknown soldier, and there in Arlington Cemetery. And what a beautiful, beautiful spot. What a solemn spot. And of course, that among the many, many grave markers there, the tomb of the unknown soldier, the reminder of those who paid a high price so that we could be free, so that we could be safe, so that we could be secure. And you can't help but be struck by the degree of that sacrifice. Or you might, I don't know if your tour takes in the White House. Is that on the itinerary? It is on the itinerary. You might encounter the Secret Service agents there. And of course, their responsibility is to be ready to lay their lives on the line, to take a bullet to protect the president. Now that amazes me. That amazes me. But then I think the president is a very important person because of what he represents, because of the office he occupies. What about someone like me, someone who's not important, someone who's not only not important, but who really, in the eyes of God, someone who I've done things that really show that I'm one of those straying sheep that's wandered into places I ought not to have been, done things I ought not to have done, thought things I ought not to think. Who's going to lay down their life for me? And of course, the Bible says Jesus is the one who has done that. And you may have noticed that Jesus, right at the end of our passage, explains that that the Father, God the Father, gave Jesus, commissioned Jesus, if you like, to lay down his life. And Jesus willingly, willingly he laid down his life. No one took it from me. It looked like the Romans were taking Jesus' life from him. Actually, Jesus gave his life. And Jesus laid down his life because the Father sent Jesus to pay that debt so that people like me, people like straying people, remember what the prophet said, we've all strayed, so that strays, as we trust in Jesus, can be made right with God. God shows his love for us. The Apostle Paul says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, okay, when we were still sinful, God sent his Son to die for us. And of course, John 3, verse 16 says, God so loved the world, so loved straying people, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And of course, we know the great, wonderful end to the story is that Jesus, who gave his life, who laid down his life, has taken up his life. And as we trust in him, we are made new. We have new life in the Lord Jesus. Earlier, we sang that hymn, the soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, for rest. So We've had that picture of the sheep, harassed and helpless, people who are confused, bewildered, who are out of the way, people who realize there's a problem between them and God and wonder what to do about it. Those people, as they rest in Jesus, listen to what the hymn says. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. That's the good shepherd who cares for his sheep. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the vivid pictures that Jesus uses to help us understand this important message. And we pray that as we have thought about it together this evening, we pray that you would give us understanding and that we might rest in Jesus and what he has done for us and know that we are made right with you because of the Savior. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.